sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into D-Day, June 6, 2025. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 81 years ago today, the biggest military operation in the history of the world. Those boys that stormed those beaches on Normandy, Omaha Beach, other locations in France, began the end of World War II. Not too long after, June 6, 1944, Hitler was defeated. Nazism defeated, erased, eradicated from the face of the earth. One of the things that I think about is those young boys. My dad was still basically serving in the Army in the 101st Airborne out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. This was before the Air Force. They had planes. My dad was a sharpshooter. They had created, constructed a steel I-beam with a chair and ball bearings clamped to the I-beam. They literally would shove him outside of the plane by a couple of feet. Dad told us about how they had this harness around his shoulders and waist and would be able to pull him back into the plane. His job with the plane flying low was to hang outside the plane and shoot the gun boxes of the Nazis. His job was to put a bullet in their helmets. Never forget those stories. June 6, 1944. D-Day. 81 years ago today. I want to thank you guys also for all your prayers. Surgery yesterday went very quickly. Dr. Burke opened her up and found the bleeder. It was under her right arm where he had broke up some scar tissue, which was hopefully going to be her last surgery. And in doing so, a blood vessel, capillary, was bleeding. So he found it very quickly, cauterized it, checked all the other areas to make sure she wasn't bleeding anywhere else, put in this powder, he called it, that would, after he flushed her and cleaned her out, would basically coat the lining of her chest cavity to absorb any other remaining blood that was going to be remaining, break it down, put it through her liver into her bladder, and she could get rid of it. Everything went absolutely perfect. Came out to tell me the good news. Right after the show today, I'm going to Munson Hospital to break her out of the hospital. I'm breaking her out of jail. She doesn't like the nurses waking her up every couple of hours to check her blood pressure and her temperature and her blood ox. But she's doing great. She slept okay, she said. She feels good. She's coming home. And I can start taking care of Miss Bubba this weekend. Thank you for the prayers. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday, TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. Got through this week, looking forward to the weekend. Going to be taking care of Miss Vicky, getting her back ready, restored to get back to work. She's excited about it. She can't wait. But man, I have got a list of honeydews outside cooler temperatures, not as hot as it was the other day. I started the other day when it was 85, and I'm like, okay, this is too hot. But I'm excited. Going to get the commercial backpack blower out, clean up the leaves, finish off the fallen branches from those ice storms. More had even fallen after that. Going to power wash the deck. Going to blow out my one corner, my problem child corner of leaves. Clean out the koi pond. And I'm going to hoe and pull weeds around the periwinkle and snow on the mountain. The bishop's weed that is finally taking off in the backyard. And try to get things looking good. And if I have time, I'm even going to get the furniture, the wrought iron furniture out on the deck. I'm going to wire brush it and spray paint with black Rust-Oleum paint and get out the cushions. So that's the plan. Summer is going to come one way or another. We're going to make this happen. We're going to get into the high 70s and the 80s on a regular basis, and we're going to start enjoying outside, getting some fresh air finally once and for all. It's over. I hereby officially declare spring is done, and we are going to start summer. And the main reason we're going to start summer is because 2 weeks from today, on June 20th, I'll be broadcasting from the Iron Pig Smokehouse South location. I'm going to be doing the show live there from 9 to noon. And then as soon as we're done off the microphone, we're going to head across the street to the Ridge Golf Course. And we have a foursome. Tim Roberts of Patriots Relief, he'll be joining us in the next segment. He's going to be my golfing partner. And I got Nick Wallace golfing with a business partner friend, longtime Patriot brother, Pat. He's the owner of CJ Ellis Construction. So him and Nick will have a wonderful time golfing together. And I've already decided we're going to go against the rules. You know, Trucker Randy, we're not going to every man keep their own score. We're a bunch of old guys that haven't golfed in quite a few years. So we're going out for fun and we're going to play best ball. So everybody tees off. Whoever's got the best drive, the other guys, the other three, pick up their ball, put it next to the best drive, and we approach the green from there. And once we're on the green, everybody will putt. So we've decided we're not going to partake in the contest. We might in the par three closest to the pin. We'll probably hit our own balls there and see who gets closest to the pin. That one we may participate in. As far as scoring goes, no, we're going to do best ball. We're going to have fun. We're excited. Then we're going to head back after the golf outing over to the South location and have a little bit of a VIP reception. If you'd like to participate in the golf outing and then be with us at the VIP reception, go to the website riskitfest.com, sign up for a foursome or an individual golfer. If you don't have a full foursome together, you can sign up as a single golfer, and then they'll put you with a foursome or a couple other guys, whatever we have, and we're going to have fun. We're just going to have fun on the golf course. I'm even going to bring the cigars. So we're all set. We're going to have fun. Again, that's 2 weeks from today, and the sound of the show will be a little bit different because I'm not going to take the studio mic and the mixer and all the equipment to do the show. I'm just going to bring a headset. We'll get it done. It'll sound a little tinny compared to this, but we'll get through it. We're going to have fun. And then Saturday, oh man, 2 weeks from tomorrow, starting at 12 noon at the same south location of the Iron Pig, is going to be the concert, is going to be the music, the comedian, great food, contest, beer run, milk run. They're going to have all kinds of activities for everybody. Just come anytime you want throughout the day. And then after dinner, as the sun starts to go down, they're going to do fireworks. About 10:30, 10:45, we should be shooting those off and calling it quits about 11 o'clock. Saturday, June 21st, 2 weeks from tomorrow. You can still get your tickets. Again, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you all the information, the link, and you can get your tickets right online. Well, as we have been talking about things going on in Lansing this week, we've been talking about the budget. We've been talking about these absolutely unbelievable number of bills that they're introducing. It's amazing that they are wrapping up this legislative week. They're all heading home. How they are ending the week behind closed doors regarding the budget timeline and the big elephant in the room. Big elephant in the room. The big three, the governor, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, and the Speaker, Matt Hall, met yesterday morning behind closed doors on a possible long-term road funding solution and the logistics of going forward passing a fiscal year 2026 budget, among other topics. Now, the one person missing from the quadrant meeting was the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Why is that? Because he's already announced that he's running for governor. With him running for governor and being an announced candidate, evidently Governor Whitmer, perhaps Senate Majority Leader, as well as the Speaker, felt it wasn't necessary for the Lieutenant Governor to participate. Conflict of interest? Possibly. His input? Relevant? Not really relevant? Possibly. Because he's now, as an announced candidate for governor, is going to be possibly pushing an agenda to better his campaign as opposed to doing what's best for the state. This was the first meeting the trio had, based on the fact that they hadn't met at all earlier this year. The three of them have never talked, never met face-to-face since January 2nd of this year. June 5th is the first time they got together. The conversations among the three have picked up recently, sources say. However, with yesterday's 30-minute meeting, described by the office of the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, not from her own mouth, but through her office spokesperson, the meeting was, quote, productive, end quote. The governor's spokesperson, Bobby Leedy, said, Governor Whitmer met with Senate Majority Leader Brinks and Speaker Hall this morning. It was a productive meeting, where they talked about the need for a sustainable long-term road funding solution that fixes the roads with the right mix and materials while also supporting tens of thousands of good-paying union construction jobs. The governor looks forward to continue working with both leaders to get the job done. Fixes the roads with the right mix and materials. Now, are they talking about literally the materials that they use to fix the roads? Or are they referring to the right mix and materials, including raising revenue, raising taxes, diverting funds from these economic funds that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is so absolutely beholden to, her little Frankenstein creations, inventions that she's been able to put together, the SOAR Fund, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Make It in Michigan Fund, all these other funds that she's diverted taxpayer dollars to in order to stimulate economic growth and development. I'm not really sure why Governor Whitmer's spokesperson, Bobby Leedy, chose to use those words. Talked about the need for a sustainable, something that would be long-lasting, something we could continue to do every single year, sustainable, long-term, in perpetuity, forever, road funding solution that fixes the roads with the right mix and materials. And then, of course, she has to cater to the tens of thousands of good-paying union construction jobs. Tens of thousands. And make sure people understand these are union dues-paying construction jobs. We got to cater to our union members. We want to make sure we take credit that we are the ones putting this together so they will be beholden to the Democrat Party. Of course, coming from the Democrat governor, you wouldn't expect anything less. Here's the little problem. Knowing Matt Hall, in a meeting with these two women, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brings, who, by the way, has sued Matt Hall, and she didn't like the outcome of the judge's decision, so she's appealing the case to the appellate court. Over those nine bills, God only knows what they were. I forgot talking about them back in January. Don't even know what the nine bills are. Frankly, don't care. It's irrelevant. Matt Hall is never going to send those nine bills to the governor as long as he's the speaker. Well, that's ticked her off, and she's had her hurt on for Matt Hall, sued him in court. Well, they were forced, I'm sure, probably at the governor's request, get in my office, we're going to have a meeting. 30 minutes yesterday. And even though she didn't say it, her spokesperson said the meeting was productive, both the governor and the Senate Majority Leader. Nothing from Matt Hall. This story doesn't contain any statement from the speaker, Matt Hall, in any way, shape, or form. I got a feeling I know why. Because the things that he said to them and they said to him didn't go well, according to Matt Hall. He's not buying into what they're selling. And they realize that the House Republicans have already passed a $20 billion keep the government open from a government shutdown continuing resolution budget. Not a full-blown budget for all departments, but to keep the government open at the stroke of midnight on September 30th this year. And when will they get the House budget proposal from Speaker Hall and the Republicans? Going to be very interesting. They finally met. We'll keep following this and see where it goes. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.